I waited all year for this. Oh, hi, it's Jess.
It's Jen. I'm so excited for the Naughty and Nice.
Naughty and Nice.
Episode.
Naughty
and You guys, it's that time of year. We are in a good mood. I might be drinking a little bubbly for the both of us. You know. Let's have fun.
I'm so excited about this episode. It's freewheeling. It's fast. It's fun. And we get to talk a little, like a little goss.
Oh, let's talk.
Okay.
Like dirt.
No,
bring the
tea. No guess. Okay. So if you didn't listen to last year's Naughty and Nice list, this is how it works. We, you know, look at, we stand back, we get some perspective on the past calendar year, and we think, what are the things that like make us feel warm and fuzzy inside and really happy about it? And what are the things that are still like grinding our gears?
Grinding my gears, pissing me off. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. These naughty people or naughty things. Just like, it's our thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's just get started.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay, I'm going to kick it off. I want to be naughty first, or I don't want to be naughty. I want to talk about something naughty. Mm-hmm, you ready?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, my naughty list for 2019. Companies marketing CBD as a disease treatment or therapeutic cure. That's right. I made it a headline. So the FDA is also thinking that these companies are on a naughty list. Listen, it was the year of CBD. We all know that, right?
Yeah.
Here's where it gets problematic for me. The FDA had to send out letters at the end of the year to 15 companies. And this is just a small smattering of the companies that are illegally selling various products containing cannabidiol. And they're like doing drug claims for them.
Yeah.
And I
just saw a news story today in New York that opened up around us that's all about CBD.
Okay. So I just like, I got a little schadenfreude of like the way, not schadenfreude, because this is bad. This is scary stuff.
Like if your sibling gets in trouble and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Because reading the letters was funny and I have a highlight from one of the letters. But I do want to say there is one important thing in this naughty item, which is CBD is still not completely tested. And the FDA in its announcement about this warned, CBD has been shown in animal studies to interfere with the development and function of testes and sperm, decrease testosterone levels, and impair sexual behavior in males. True, these were animal studies.
Yeah.
And they, again and again, the FDA was like, we need more info. We need more info. But I think it's hilarious. People say the same stuff about chemicals and all of a sudden they're like, no chemicals.
Right. There are endocrine disruptors, et cetera, et cetera.
And we don't know about CBD.
Yeah. I have to be careful because sometimes I feel like I'm bashing CBD because people, I mean, I was going through a tough time. My friend was like, you know what you need? And she told me like, I don't like work in beauty or anything. She was like, you need this cream, the CBD cream. And I'm like, what?
For
like,
what?
Exactly. And I feel like a bit of a hater, but like it's emerging science, right? Like, can we just call it emerging science?
It is. But you need to tell that to some of these companies, as does the FDA is what they're doing. The marketing goes against the FDNC Act in that they are marketing CBD products to treat diseases or other therapeutic uses for human or animals.
Diseases.
So I just pulled out one of the letters. It was to this. I'm sorry to this little sorry to this company. Sorry to this man. That was an excellent moment in 2019, by the way. Sorry to this company, Rooted Apothecary LLC. But here's what they're claiming, and this is why they got a letter. They have the CBD, like, tooth pain oil. And instead of synthetic chemicals that have safety concerns, use this blend. It has the best of nature to help calm inflammation and the pain of teething. It also promotes sleepiness. Okay, those are some drug claims. There is also lavender in this product.
Yeah.
They go, lavender has antidepressant properties.
Oh, my God.
The FDA just, like, starts, like, listing.
It's really sweet, though. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't think they knew how you're not allowed to say you're a drug when you're not. They also on their website say, increasing evidence suggests that CBD oil is a powerful option for pain, anxiety, and autism. It seems.
Okay.
This is my favorite. It seems like an attractive and safe option for children. I feel like they thought if they put seams in there, they wouldn't be making the drug claim. The FDA was like, no.
You have to almost hand it to them. Like, they've tried to, like, buffer themselves.
They walked back from, like, what they thought was, like, a dead hard claim, and they were like, I'll just, like, imply a drug use.
You lost me at autism.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, the sleepiness, antidepressant, like, you know, there are fragrances that are like, oh, like, uplifting, you know, like, clears your mood. All true, but, like, not medicinal?
No. So all the letters had this same vibe where the FDA just like pointed out again and again, you can't say this, you can't say this.
So I got to ask you, do you think, I know that, you know, the claims and all that, that needs to be worked out. That's one part. But do you think we're going to be seeing CBD the way we are today in like 5 years? Do you think that, you know, CBD is going to be something that is just, you know, like if a product has retinol, has SPF, oh, it's got CBD, you know, like one of those kind of standard ingredients?
I am not sure because I have never seen one ingredient take over the beauty industry so much and then bring in outside people that aren't even beauty people to get into this space in the way that I have with CBD. But I think it'll be the same as it is with marijuana as the state guidelines change and we get more regulation on what it can and can't do. Mm-hmm. It'll stick around.
Okay.
I really do think so.
All right.
Naughty, naughty to these companies.
Shame.
Though, they are on the naughty list.
And I feel like my stuff's earnest.
Wait,
that's
it's
the thing
funny,
that sucks.
In the little break, Jess was like, mine aren't as fun as yours.
Oh, we're starting recording now?
Yes, we're still recording. That's the naughty and nice episode.
All right, okay. Listen, I don't know. I just feel like mine are, like, they're not as, like, sexy. All right, but this is true. This is how I feel, okay?
I'm ready.
I'm getting soft in my – motherhood is making me real soft. I got to tell you, I hear myself saying things and I'm like, that is the lamest shit I've ever heard. And it feels so right coming out of my mouth. Like,
okay,
very cardigan kind of person right now, okay? Mm-hmm. I am all about this, like, renewed focus on women over 40.
Okay, this is a nice list.
This is nice. Oh, yeah. So – what I think is nice is that we're finally putting the focus on women over 40. And
okay.
I say that as somebody, obviously,
who's
I'm like,
not over 40.
I'm not over 40, but like I see, you know, I'm knocking at its door. And I really, so the past few years, having been at a million meetings, focus groups, press events, where it's all about like, this is, we've completely thrown our brand in the trash to appeal to the millennial customer.
That did happen for 10 years straight.
Yes. Everything is about the millennial customer. I think technically I am a millennial. I'm an older millennial. That's for sure. But it's like, guys, I understand you have to be relevant. I understand you cannot ignore this tremendous group of people. I think millennials are going to be the biggest group, like second to boomers or something.
Yeah. Well, the boomers are dying off. So there's more millennials. Love you, boomers.
But it feels almost like slavish, this devotion to people who don't necessarily give them back, you know, a return on their investment.
So where are you seeing this renewed focus on women over 40 in the beauty business?
Remember we went to that L'Oreal event a few weeks ago? We sat at this L'Oreal event and they talked about how women over 40 are basically underserved. I'll say it like that. We learned that 70% of women over 50 feel forgotten.
By the beauty industry.
Yes, 60% of them use makeup every day. And I can attest to that having knowing a lot of women over 50.
Yeah.
Like, my mom wasn't getting out of the car without lipstick.
No, so the nice thing is they're focusing on these women.
Yeah, and it's like, hello, thank you.
They're coming out with a whole line devoted to this.
We're all going to get older. I've been very reflective the past year. We're all getting older, and the idea of, like, you're no longer relevant, you're no longer visible. I think, you know, we talk so much about inclusivity in this country right now, but ageism is, like, something that we're not comfortable talking about.
But this year you started to see a twist, age inclusivity.
So L'Oreal is coming out with,
Can I reveal
the products? Okay. Mm-hmm. They're coming out with products that are targeted, you know, to, like, you know, for lipstick that isn't, you know,
it's called Age Perfect, just the line.
Age Perfect. Foundation that covers without looking like a mask. I'm sorry, like, we don't all want to look like, get the coverage, but, like, look like Kylie Jenner, you know, like, it's not about that airbrush kind of, like, Instagram look.
Is there other things besides the L'Oreal Age Perfect?
There's, you know, whether or not this is really, Jen pours herself another glass.
Just pour myself another glass.
Glug, glug, glug. God, I cannot wait till I can drink freely again. So, there's a brand called Pause, which is all about menopause.
Pause well aging.
Oh, Pause well aging.
Instead of anti-aging. That's a good example.
P&G just bought a brand that's, it's not necessarily skincare. I think it's like supplements and I think like some vaginal dryness stuff. But that's taking it, you know, to another level. But my point is, it's normalizing the conversation about aging. It's not ignoring women who, honestly, like, some of my biggest, you know, I hate this term, like, girl crushes, are women who are over 40, over 50. And it just seems so crazy that we can talk about, you know, inclusivity and we're still kind of like, oh, he's old.
I feel
that
it's going naughty. It was starting out nice. We were positive.
No, it's nice. It's not. It's a nice reaction to, I think,
a naughty,
you know, a culture that
is
still looking
at. In 2018, it was naughty. In 2019, you're starting to, like, get back together, beauty industry.
Exactly. So
I like that.
We need to like realize that, you know, people who are spending money on makeup, like, they deserve more respect.
I like it. I feel nice about that too.
I feel very nice about it. I'm excited to get older. All right, guys, Jen is pissed. She's got naughties like all day long.
I put my naughties first, so now I sound like mean old Scrooge over here, but okay.
No, I just got pissed too.
My naughty list for 2019 includes press releases to beauty editors that try to build excitement by telling us how many products they sell.
Oh, I was going to put this.
Okay, well, every second day, minute, year, I have examples. Are you ready?
Okay. Oh, my God.
You guys know part of our job is, we don't just go out looking and reporting on beauty products. A lot of publicists pitch us their ideas, and they always have, like, a great angle on it. Like, you should write about this because it's for women over 40. You should write about this because it's, you know, cold season and everybody has a cold. For some goddamn reason, they think this is something that I want to write about. I'm sorry. I'm just going to call out the brand so you just know. Redken told me that their volumizing hair mousse Guts 10 sold once every minute in 2019. And then Revlon said, one Cherries in the Snow and Fire and Ice Super Lustrous Lipstick sold every 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, that's random. Then we have in June, I remember a publicist pitched me this because I still have the email. Vitabrid C, a scalp shampoo, is a bestseller with one bottle sold every 15 seconds in Asia. Good to know. Thanks for sharing. And then in August, there was the brand Pry, P-R-A-I.
Oh, yeah.
They're launching a nighttime version of their neck cream.
Oh, I do love Pry.
Yeah. Well, one jar of the original sold every 60 seconds worldwide. Should I keep going? I have like five more.
I think I get the picture.
Finish on one great one, which brings home where they get this from.
Yeah.
So they go to like NPD, which is a sale. It compiles all the sales data for products.
Of luxury or prestige products.
And they see, okay, you know, in this year we sold 1,000 products. And then some junior little publicist is like, let's divide it by 365 and then by, you know, 24 and then by this to find out, like, why is that interesting?
I think it's an old metric. The first time I ever heard that was Great Lash. It was like Maybelline Great Lash. This was like 20 years ago.
Yes.
Like every time you blink, like seven are sold.
But it was a huge number. And they were doing it to be like, this is the number one people
voted.
Yeah,
you picture people like in the movie in my mind, it's like, you know, a montage of like someone in Tulsa and then someone in like Moscow. And like, well, you know.
When I was a baby beauty editor, I kept like when I first saw this pitch, I was like, oh, weird. So right now someone's buying it. Right now, someone's buying it, thinking totally. It actually meant that like every second someone was buying it. But I'm sorry, at 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S., nobody's buying a Great Lash anywhere in America.
Maybe online. You know what? This is kind of like a side point, but it's just something that I really enjoy.
What?
On Net-a-Porter.
Yeah.
They tell you what's in people's carts, like,
in
around the world.
Time.
Yeah, it's really cool. Freaking cool. So maybe if beauty could do something like that.
That I like. But this just becomes, like, you're just doing math for me. Thanks. Okay, last one. Soap and Glory, they literally sent me a chart, and it was, like, one sold every X seconds. And I was like, oh, shit, they forgot to fill in the number before. Like a draft?
Oh, dear.
Nope,
yeah.
Nope. There was a list below it of all of their products and the number of how many sold per second.
What's the biggest selling Soap and Glory product? I like their products.
The highest number is Sexy Mother Pucker.
That's my favorite product
so
from them.
Sense.
Sexy Mother Pucker.
One
it's freaking good.
Is
I believe
sold
it.
Every 26 seconds.
Okay.
But like when you're getting down to every 94 seconds we sell something,
yeah.
Maybe this isn't the point. You should be like, put like, this isn't your marketing story right now.
I think, you know, brands are always evolving. This is like an old kind of, you know, metric.
These are good products I just mentioned too.
No, I know.
You don't need
great.
To go this route. So that's just my naughty list. Don't do math for me. Do something more interesting if you're going to pitch me a story. Thank you and goodbye.
I think you might have this on your list. And if you don't have it, I think it's just because you're like, oh, we've talked about this to death. Like, we all know. It's like Sky Blue. There is still so much waste in the beauty industry.
Yes.
Okay. So
naughty, naughty, naughty.
It's really naughty. So I learned the amount of plastic packaging in U.S. products, not just on personal care, okay, has increased by over 120 times since 1960. And almost 70% of that waste, it just goes in landfills. So don't think like because we're all like recycling minded, please. Like Jen and I, we were just walking through the subway station and you see it breaks my heart all the time. You see the recycling container and you see the trash container. I can't even look at it anymore because the recycling container has like, you know, a freaking like, you know, McDonald's bag in it. You know, like it's not,
and
people
even
are not compliant.
And even when you are doing job and sorting correctly, which we've learned from Love, Beauty, and Planet, when it gets to the plant, they might not be able to recycle it because
it has gold emblem on it. Yeah.
So
it's like, it's the kind of situation that makes me feel very, like existential dread, like, you know, like what's the point? Like it sends me to a really deep place if I think about it. But we have to make some changes. There is a silver lining to this. Brands like L'Oreal and Unilever, they're all trying to like, they have these huge sustainability efforts, which you can read about on their websites. Like they are being held accountable or holding themselves accountable.
I see a lot more of the ocean plastic reused in bottles. I think that's a great way to like, brands that use ocean plastic. So it's not just like, it's recyclable. It's like, we pulled this out of the ocean.
Did you hear about that like whale the other day? Like, I know that this happens every day, but they found a whale and they opened him up and it was something insane. Like, I should have actually looked this up before I hopped on the phone with you guys. It was like tons and tons and tons of just plastic and
inside
garbage inside this poor whale.
And it's not just big plastic, because I remember when I was doing some research on flushable butt wipes, which I think was mentioned on our last year's Naughty and Nice, they are made of rayon and there's microplastic that goes into the water even after they degrade. And I feel really bad about butt wipes.
So I know that this isn't like something that we alone can solve, but I do think that like there's a few things. It's the breadth of product that is put out. I don't think that every brand needs like 8 launches a year. Like, why can't it just be like the old fashioned system, fall, winter, spring, summer? Clearly, I'm not like running, you know,
to the store.
A huge conglomerate that like has gold. You know, It's easy for me to say, but I think there is just plain old too much stuff. And then also, you know, on a like an editor note, and I was debating whether or not I was going to say this because it feels a little inside baseball and all like, oh, poor you. But as editors, Jen and I have like the heartbreak every day of seeing how much stuff comes in, how much like jazz comes with it, how much flair.
Yeah.
And I know that there are lots of other editors talking about this.
Actually, and influencers.
Your colleague, Julia Gall.
Yes.
She did like an Instagram post. She works in fashion.
Yes.
But she did an Instagram post about, you know, she stuck her neck out there. I thought it was pretty cool saying, you know, don't send superfluous things.
She gets to do that though because that girl lives a plastic-free lifestyle, which I'm so amazed by her every time.
Wow.
To the point that every single beauty product she used is not plastic. She asks, she was like, what do you think of this brow powder in an aluminum tin? She will not use anything, even fashion stuff, if it includes plastic packaging.
Wow, okay.
So she's allowed to talk. I'm probably not.
But no, but you live in the real world. Yeah. I don't think that it's like, oh,
hard.
Jen, you
it's
can't
hard.
Speak because I saw you drinking a can of, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's really hard, but there's absolutely no need for us to receive like plexiglass displays, and I don't need 17 SKUs of you
and not
know.
Just us, consumers too, because when they get mm-hmm. to their retail store and they see a big old package and they open it up and there's a bunch of air and filling and plastic stuff to make it look pretty and then it's a small thing inside, they're probably getting annoyed too.
Yeah, it's just, it's gotten crazy and like, but it's gotten to a point where it's so out of hand. It's not like, oh God, we're approaching like, you know, like code red. It's like we're at code red right now. And I think the beauty industry needs to respond much faster than they are.
Naughty, naughty. It's time to be nice. I have like a simple, I have two nice ones. One's more complicated. I'll do the simple one first. Can I just put Sugar Lash Pro Lash Lift on my nice lift?
Oh, you really liked it?
I just called it a nice lift.
Keep drinking.
I'm just drinking too.
Keep drinking.
Please do remember, I got married this year and I got this lash lift from Sugar Lash.
I got married this year and I was drinking
like
at my wedding
sensor.
Too. I'm still drunk.
Sugar Lash Pro Lash Lift. Okay, we're called Fat Mascara. I love a good mascara. But this year, I got on board with a lash lift. It's a teeny tiny perm you put on your lashes.
A lash perm. I mean, it sounds ludicrous.
It does. And I sit there and it takes an hour to get them done. But it changes your life. Like, they perm your lashes so they're permanently curled. Then they tint them so they're dark. And I swear, I wake up in the morning. You know when you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror and you're just like, oh, God, here we go. I don't feel like that when I get the lash lift because even without mascara, I just feel like I look awake. I think it's not for everyone. I get that. But it kind of changed my life in 2019.
I like that it saves you time.
Saves
and it
me
does
time.
Look good on you. I'm just nervous to get one. They offered me one. I'm nervous to get one because I have sensitive eyes.
I would say if you have sensitive eyes, also claustrophobia is real.
I'm claustrophobic.
They
see,
sort
it's
of,
not for me.
You basically have your lids taped shut, but
oh,
I
Jesus
do some.
Stop it. This is like out of my hellraiser.
Keep it
nightmare.
On the nice list. Keep it on the nice list.
Okay. So,
lash lifts and tints are a great option for anyone who doesn't want to curl their lashes and put on mascara every day.
I have a sub. If you're like me, you know what mascara I've been absolutely loving?
What?
It's inspired by the lash lift. You know this mascara.
The falsies.
The Maybelline falsies
that
lash lift.
That good.
I'm wearing it now. Usually my lashes are like, it looks like I'm not even wearing mascara by this time. We're recording it like after 6 p.m. It's awesome.
It's a fake lash lift.
Yeah, and if you curl your lashes before too, which I know is like a little extra bonus, they look great.
They look like you're wearing falsies. So yes, the Sugar Lash Lift, Sugar Lash Pro Lash Lift gives you a look like you have on mascara when you don't.
Why do I feel like you're not going to make it till the end of the episode?
Because I'm doing drinking for both of us.
Okay.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Guys, sorry, I'm chewing my pirate's booty, which is, it's a bit like packing peanuts, but tasty.
Oh, we're recording?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's so freaking good. This
episode brought to you by Pirate's Booty.
Pirate's Booty, we are here for it. Okay. I didn't have this prepared, but I was just thinking about it now.
Oh, okay.
But it's another nice. God, I suck.
Why?
Because all my things are nice. Like,
except you're a mother now.
I have a couple naughty.
Softened to you.
I did not, you know, the Victoria's Secret show was canceled and people were like, yes, bitch, you know, like down, like they were like literally like cheering in the
misogyny
street.
Misogyny and patriarchy, take
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I wasn't like, okay, this was a tradition that needed to die. But what I... Like, if they want to do their fashion show, it, like, really didn't, like, grind my gears. It didn't grind my gears that much.
I don't know
like,
where you're going with this. Okay.
Okay, I'm going. But I like that this huge institution has had, like, a gut check moment. And I think they were pressured. We know they were pressured to do it. And, like, hello, all that Jeffrey Epstein stuff didn't really help Victoria's Secret either.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. But.
So, Nicelist?
Nicelist.
Victoria's Secret for getting with the times.
Exactly.
Well
I think they have a lot of power. I think Victoria's Secret as a young girl was always very synonymous to me with like, this is what it means to be like a sexy 20 something.
It was cool back in the day.
It was cool. Yeah. And maybe I'm sure you guys, you know, some of you might
love
be like.
Love spell.
Love spell. I mean, I remember walking in there and just feeling like, oh, like, you know, like this is what it means to be like. A sexy bitch.
Like, and if your partner brought you like a bra from Victoria's Secret, you'd be like, okay.
Exactly. Like, it was synonymous.
If my husband brought home Victoria's Secret lingerie, I'd laugh in his face.
I don't know. I think they make really cute things. It was the identity that felt really outdated. And they, I think, had that moment where they looked at themselves and they said, yeah. You know what? We have no diversity, we have no body diversity. And
preach,
you know, it was very 1990s. And as a kid, I mean, it's so sad when I think about it. Like, I was like, oh, I'm not hot enough to shop here. And it's like, I was 14 years old.
The fact that you were thinking that makes me sad. Yeah. Well,
but I don't think I'm.
Wait, this nice list went naughty again. We got to keep it positive. So Victoria.
No, these issues are complex.
Yes.
These issues are complex.
It's true.
So I think it's nice that Victoria's Secret, whether under pressure or not, it was so much, you know, however the brand's doing is beside the point. They're still kind of like synonymous with sex appeal in the US and they've had a reckoning.
I like that. That's a good one.
Thanks. So hold on, Jen. I've got to say something.
I'm ready.
Somebody on like our iTunes reviews or something said, please stop snacking during the show because it's too like awful and disgusting. I just want to let you know we don't snack on the show. This is the first time I've snacked. So she's hearing something.
Yeah. Oh, we're letting like our freak flag fly on this yes. episode because so I'm drinking, you're eating pirate's booty.
But we don't snack on the show. So I don't know what you're hearing. So I'm sorry.
So iTunes reviewer 274. I don't know what it's about, but we do not snack on the show.
You've definitely stopped listening by now.
Oh, we love all of you listeners.
I know.
Okay, naughty list. Okay. Naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty.
Okay. the beauty community online and their freaking drama. When I say beauty community, I mean this whole other world that has built up on YouTube of beauty influencers and their insular, like, catfighting and drama and, like, tea spilling and this and that. Okay, just a couple examples from 2019. You ready? Tati Westbrook versus James Charles.
Oh my God.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah. How could I forget? You know, it was like our Alamo.
It's the beauty. That's not tracking for me, but fine.
Like, remember Tati.
Remember Tati. No, actually, it's remember James because, you know, he likes sugar bear hair, but she had her own halo supplements.
Oh, is that? That's right. That was the crux of the argument.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard sometimes to track it back to what really started the, like, the shit, but that's what it was with them. And then James lost 3 million followers. Fine, whatever. Then there was Twitter versus Jackie Aina because of, this is where it gets complicated. Like, she stopped her Twitter account because Patrick Starr and Manny did a traptorial video that copied Chelsea Worthy's style, but they were trying to be positive about Jackie. But then it got into a race war, and then everybody came for Jackie, and she was just trying to represent for the Black community. It was insane.
I can't comment on that because I don't know enough about the details.
I sort of started watching, and then I was like, I can't even figure out what we're mad about anymore. So that one. I just have a couple more.
Yeah.
Raw Beauty Christie. And others versus Jaclyn Hill over the problem with her line. We've discussed it.
Right, right.
Poor girl. Lots of
the
drama.
The furry lipsticks. She came back swinging.
Furry lipstick. And then, okay, and then Shane Dawson comes out with, like, his whole docu-series of, like, here's what really goes on behind the beauty world. It's like the beautiful world of Jeffree Star.
Yeah.
And you get behind the scenes. And the whole thing is ridiculous.
It just feels so silly and mean-spirited. I have a problem, you know, listen, like, I realize we put ourselves out there to thousands of people every single week giving opinions. So, like, we can hear, you know, we should expect to hear something back. But it's this feedback loop of, like, nastiness and, like, controversy online that makes me just want to, like, hide into a hole.
But I do think it just makes me, it's not naughty as in bad. I just think it's funny, and I think they're all being naughty. But I did find this one quote that
there's
I wanted to share.
There's bad behavior going on.
Absolutely.
There is bad behavior.
They feed it because they know it gets them more clicks on their videos.
Yeah.
But so media psychologist Pamela Rutledge.
Wait, did you contact a psychologist about this?
It is a re-reported quote.
Okay.
I did some research on this because I was like, someone's got to be talking about why is there so much drama in this community?
Yeah.
And she spoke with Insider, and I just thought this was really interesting, and this helps us put it all in perspective. She says, quote, YouTube is, in effect, a reality show. The relationships among influencers and credibility by creating a sense of a world in which they operate allows them to take advantage of the energy among the characters rather than having to generate all the energy themselves. They use you, the followers and the watchers, to help feed this narrative so that we feel like we're following along on a soap opera.
That's completely what it is. And you know what? I actually am not... I do think there's a nastiness that's just, like, not attractive to me, but...
To you as a person?
Yeah, to me as a person.
I don't think you're nasty.
No, there's a nastiness in this community that I don't find attractive. Sorry,
oh, yes, in the beauty YouTube community.
Yeah, or compelling, but I'm also, like, not, you know, that's not my thing. But I do like, and I hate saying this, that it's kind of creating at least, like, a culture and sense of, like... community. Does that make sense?
Because we all know the characters.
I love Vanderpump Rules. You know what I mean? Like, I love to talk about that.
It's our own beauty version of that. And Jess and I don't talk a lot about the beauty YouTube community because, frankly, like, I'm not as invested in that. It feels more like a TV show and a reality show than the actual products and the science and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But wow, naughty list. There's so much drama.
Yeah, this was epic. I'm hoping it does not, like, escalate from here.
It's nice time, nice time. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is another simple one. I really enjoy Fake Spot.
What's Fake Spot?
Have we not talked about this on the website?
Oh, we did.
Fake Spot is a website with this guy that invented an algorithm that you can put in a URL for a beauty product, and it will scan all of the reviews for
product.
Yes, I love it. I love when data and science makes me a smarter beauty consumer. So you put in the URL.
You love a bit of data.
What?
You love a bit of data.
I do. I can be very left-brained at times.
I know.
So you think you like this product, and it's got, like, these amazing reviews. And we learned last year on our naughty list, remember the whole Sunday Riley controversy mm-hmm. that we talked about where like you're faking reviews? I think this product was already out at that time, but FakeSpot scans the reviews to see. It uses all sorts of data to decide were they deleted, were they uploaded again, was the same IP address doing 20 of these reviews, was the language used like sort of like mm-hmm. that robot language. You know what I'm talking about when you get to a website and you're like, mm-hmm. a robot wrote this.
Yeah.
So I've been using it all year and I think it's fabulous. So I just thought just for shits and giggles, I'll put in the Revlon One-Step Hair Dryer and Volumizer.
Oh, everyone's obsessed.
It's like truly this is the product that took over the internet maybe last year, but sort of this year also. So I went on Amazon and I put their whole URL into FakeSpot. It didn't do horribly. It got a rating of C. Some of them get like a D and an F. But basically it gives you a grade of like how much can I trust all of these reviews? And my favorite part about it, which is actually really funny if you put in a lot of products in a row, you can get – it pulls out automatically the most authentic review and the least authentic review.
That's funny.
Can I just read the least authentic review?
Please.
For the Revlon hair dryer.
Use a different voice. It'll be funny.
So I ordered for my 7-year-old daughter who has been wanting the dryer. Have not tried it.
This is my favorite part.
But I'll update you once.
Thank you. Thanks, Sheila.
Once I use it myself on Christmas Day, LOL. It's a really beautiful color.
Oh, my God.
I've watched a lot of other reviews. I hear nothing but good things, but I truly don't know.
I think I know this lady.
So I think it's funny. Like, the algorithm obviously isn't reading everyone, but it knew she didn't actually try the dryer.
Right.
So, like, just discount this review. This woman gave it stars and everything because she liked the color and she bought it. Has she used it? No. And I really like FakeSpot because I feel like it gives me, like, a sense of control, which you know I love a sense of control.
You don't
thoughts
say.
And opinions. You have nothing to say.
No. My thoughts and opinions?
Yes.
I think it's great. I think that there's a lot of fake reviews out there. But I also think, like, I don't know, when I read, like, reviews for something, I don't think it's fake. And maybe is that naive? I'm reading a lot of, like, baby stuff reviews. Like, this is a great
well, that's
jumper
the thing. You assume
or bounce
all
or whatever.
Correct. And this URL and this app, it just helps you realize, like, okay, let's take this with a grain of salt.
Wait, does FakeSpot work for things like baby stuff?
It works for anything. You put in a URL.
Oh, okay. I get it. All right, I'll definitely try it tonight.
Okay, bye.
My registry is going to change. Bye. So this is my last one.
Okay.
And then, Jen, you can do your final one. But my nice.
Excuse
oh, my
me.
God.
I'm sorry.
It feels like it was like.
I just finished the bottle of wine.
Like a little drunkard. Like. Ugh. Okay, it jams me under the table soon. So my nice, I'm going to kick it back to early 2019, and I'm going to have to put a link here because I don't know how many of you saw this, but you know how everyone's talking about the Peloton ad and like they're real mad about it?
I actually don't.
See, now I know something viral that you don't know. Usually Jen knows the viral stuff, and I'm like, huh?
Remember when I had to explain Hot Girl Summer to you?
Oh my God, that was so funny. I thought that was just a hashtag. Sorry, I don't like listen to like.
Sorry to this man. I think I also explained that one to you.
Okay, so moving on. So the Peloton ad, I think most of our listeners will know what I'm talking about. It was a little just like off. I would say like as we say at work, it's just not working, which mm-hmm. is like.
That sucks.
It's just it didn't work. I know what they were trying to do, but like something fell flat. But I'm not here to talk about the Peloton ad. I'm talking about the Gillette ad from the beginning of the year.
Remind me.
So the Gillette ad was all about toxic masculinity.
Oh, yes.
I fucking, excuse me, loved it, okay? But it got so much hate that I'm like, like, you know, what am I not seeing? So let me explain it. It was all about toxic masculinity and, like, Me Too. So remember, like, the catchphrase or the slogan for Gillette was, Gillette, the best a man can get.
Shit,
remember
girl, that?
That
was good. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Remember how we can't sing, but yeah. That was good.
Thanks. I have my Mariah Carey headphones on
right
now.
That's great.
So it was like they showed a clip of an old ad, this guy like, you know, shaving and then getting a kiss by like a white, like, you know, probably like 22-year-old woman, you know?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then it like broke through, like we're busting stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was kind of a long ad. We should link, we'll definitely link to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, they tried to be very cinematic, and they showed things that made me just kind of choke up and my body feel uncomfortable, like a kid getting really bullied or a guy like a boardroom. And then he like touches the shoulder of the woman next to him. He's like, what she's trying to say is like all of these. And then like a guy catcalling. And it was very heavy handed, which I can see why people were like having a bit of a giggle about it. But it said like, you know, is this the best we can do? Like as a voiceover.
Okay.
And they showed all of these really like traumatic things if you're a dude or if you're a woman. It wasn't just like guys are assholes to women. It was like guys are horrible to each other, you know?
Okay.
And I think, I know people laughed at it and a lot of men came, they were tweeting and it was like even on the Today Show, I remember this, saying like this was patronizing and you make us all seem like, you know, ogres.
Yeah.
It was a little one note, but I think how brave of a brand to like a dude's brand mostly to get in on this conversation. Like for me, this conversation is very interesting. And
wait, so people were finding fault with them calling themselves like the old school stuff.
Yeah, they were kind of like, hey.
Because they couldn't show the actual things that we know have been in advertisements because that would have been illegal. So they had to like fake them. And that's what the problem was with that. If we just get away with the problems and get back to the point, which is what we should have been focusing on, they were calling out toxic masculinity.
Exactly. And for a primarily men's brand or like associated with dudes to be like, we need to check ourselves. Maybe you didn't love the execution, but the only other brand who I can think of who's done that is like Axe. Like they went from frat boy.
May I remind
brand.
You of like three of your other nices that were gut checks? Victoria's Secret. Like
there's a theme, man.
Really
I didn't realize that I was bringing a theme. Dove talked about like being like a dad, like beauty brands that are
getting
with the times. Axe was like frat boy brand, and now. Like, I'm obsessed with Axe. Maybe you guys have
Oh, they that. Also did in the same vein as Gillette.
Yeah, it was like, find your magic. You don't have to be that dude. They partner with an anti-bullying charity.
Yes, yes.
So I think it's like, you know, we always are wagging our fingers at the big, you know, the big conglomerates about, like, how they need to step up. But I actually think they stuck their neck out and they kind of got, like, hit. But
nice to them.
Yeah, I thought it was great. All right, Jen, what do you got?
Rounding it out on a nice note. On my nice list this year.
She's had three glasses of wine. Now she's feeling amenable to the beauty industry.
My nice list is the behind the scenes team at Fat Mascara.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
First of all, like everybody's favorite of 2019 is intern Tiff. First of all, this is like shout out to intern Tiff.
We miss you so much.
Second of all, I realize we don't talk about our producers enough, but it was Molly earlier in the year. It is now Michelle. Michelle, can you just come in here and get on the mic? Or can we hear
you? Oh my God, I love this.
Can we hear you if you talk right now? Will you record it?
I think she can.
Get your ass in here then. I'm making her open up the little door. She's always like through the window talking to us. This is Michelle. She produces us and puts up with our shit for the last how many months, Michelle? Get in here.
6 months.
Are we so annoying?
No, you guys are the best. I love
you're
working with you.
You're the freaking best. She is so great. And every week she puts up with us. And I just think the team at Atwell Media, Michelle especially, I just don't even know what to say.
I don't mean to embarrass her.
No, but get back in the mic and say like happy, I don't know, say whatever you want to say.
Fat Mascara is the best. I love working with you guys. You guys both have like amazing personalities. Like Jen is the fiery one.
Oh no, this wasn't about me. No. I'm the what one?
Jen's like the fiery one, like the boss, edgy one. And Jess is like the badass. It's like, I'm going to tell you how it is, especially now that she's pregnant. And I love it. It's so
fun. Is Jen my boss? Is that what you're saying?
She's just saying we got sass.
Oh, okay.
You guys have sass.
But like in different ways.
But yes. Thank you to you for keeping us real and telling us what's what. And editing all of our mistakes all year long. You're the best.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm hugging you. Yay. Love Michelle. Love Atwell Media. And just truly, everybody that helps us put this podcast together. You guys, it takes a lot of work. We have full-time jobs.
Oh, my God.
It's a passion project for both of us. I love it so much. I think 2020 is going to be full of amazing things.
We are so excited to hear more from you this year. And it's been awesome. You guys have, like, you know, you keep us going.
Thanks for listening. Fat Mascara is produced by our friends at Atwell Media. You can check out our website, fatmascara.com, for episode recaps, product recommendations, and discount codes.
And if you want to reach us directly, email us at info@fatmascara.com, or you can follow us on social, @fatmascara, shoot us a DM. And we'd love if you went over to iTunes and threw us a rating. How many stars?
5. 5, please.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com. It's time you did something for the first.